Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode. Hi everyone, welcome to How to Heal Your Anxiety. I'm so excited you guys are here. This is a topic I'm really passionate about because I think it's something a lot of people struggle with. You know, either you yourself have suffered from anxiety or you know someone who has suffered from it. And my goal is to help you really understand where your anxieties come from so you can heal them yourself because you can. So throughout this, I am going to discuss a few different things. First, we're going to start with the basics. You know, what is anxiety and what causes anxiety? Then we will get into how our minds work, our subconscious and our conscious mind. Next, we're going to kind of get into the difference between our false self and our true self. And then lastly, we're going to talk about what is self-parenting and how self-parenting will help not only heal your anxiety, but it'll really change your entire life. The biggest thing I want you to take away from this is to understand that none of this is a quick fix. I am not going to prescribe a pill for you to take to get rid of your anxiety because I want you to be able to get rid of your own anxieties yourself, and you can. It just takes self-awareness and practice, and I know you all can do it. Now, the stuff that we're going to talk about is just for you. It's for your own self-development, and the thing with self-development is it's a continuous process. You know, you are starting to learn new things and you are beginning to work a new muscle. So all of this takes time. And I say that because I don't want you to get discouraged if tomorrow you get anxious about something. This is the first step towards being able to really get a hold of your anxieties. And this is where you are going to start taking responsibility for them so you can start healing them. I want you to leave with just a better understanding of yourself and your anxiety and giving you a few techniques to start using in your own life. I want to give you a couple of things just to really start thinking about and practicing in your own life so you can start to feel better and, you know, not only heal your anxiety, but also help increase your own self-confidence and self-esteem and self-worth. This is not just about anxiety. This is about bringing more self-love into your life so you can begin living a happier and more peaceful life. So with all of that being said, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a life coach and I help people who are going through a breakup or a divorce, and I help them heal from that past relationship. I help people who have struggled their whole life with low self-esteem or self-confidence, you know, really learn how to love themselves and what that should look like in their own lives. I help people who have had a nice little track record of attracting, you know, perhaps the wrong people into their lives and how they can begin attracting really loving, fulfilling, and healthy relationships. I help people who are ready to take responsibility for their own life and their own happiness and are ready to start the next phase of their lives. The first thing I start with in my practice is self-love. Now, most people, if you were to ask them if they really love themselves, they would tell you, of course they love themselves. But if you really look at their lives and, you know, who they have chosen as a partner, or the type of career that they have versus what they would really like to be doing, or how they just internally speak to themselves, they don't really love themselves. And if you ask anyone what is the one thing they would want in life, they would probably first tell you, well, I would want to be rich. But the second thing most people tell you is, I want to be happy. And all happiness first starts from within. So if you don't know how to take care of yourself, if you don't know how to honor yourself, if you don't know how to stay connected to yourself and how to speak to yourself in a loving way, then most likely you will not live the life you were meant to live, which is to just be happy and content and at peace. So my practice is very, very simple. No matter who comes to me, and what the problem is or goal that they're looking to achieve, it all comes back to one thing, and that is themselves. Because a fulfilling career or a healthy partner or whatever it is you want in life can happen. It can happen for anyone. You just have to first believe you are worthy of it. So in order to have complete fulfillment and happiness in your life, you must know what I like to call the three U's. You must understand how your mind works. You must understand the process of self-love and what it looks like and how it should feel. And you must understand, you know, the process of self-parenting. And we'll get into all three of these throughout this call. So where does anxiety fall into all of this? Well, I personally suffered from anxiety for years. And I think when you learn the three U's and you really learn how to love yourself, it will 100% heal your anxiety, because it will also, you know, change your entire life, not just heal your anxiety, because it did for me. So the anxiety part is something I'm really passionate about, because I know it's something I struggled with for a very long time. And I know it's something that is a huge problem in the world today. You know, so many people you're hearing are on medication and have anxiety and, you know, suffer from panic attacks. And it's just something that can be healed from within. It's just not something that most people talk about. So let's jump right into all of this, because I'm so excited and I want you guys to get as much out of this as you possibly can. Now, the basics is, you know, what is anxiety? So the definition of anxiety is a feeling of worry or nervousness or unease, typically about an event or something with an uncertain outcome. My definition of anxiety is it's your body's way of telling you something that your mind can't understand. And what I mean is you're having so many thoughts at one time that are running wild with no one controlling them. And since you can't get a real grasp on them, they start snowballing and your body starts displaying certain behaviors like muscle tension or upset stomach or sweating, you know, trouble sleeping, or, you know, you can't breathe, or you're getting dry mouth and you're feeling dizzy, maybe even shaky. And, you know, the list goes on. And I'm sure we've all experienced some of these symptoms at one point if you've ever had anxiety. But what I would like you to do is actually change your view of anxiety and, you know, change it from being a bad thing to being a good thing. Now, if you can change your view on anxiety, and actually, when these symptoms come up, really embrace them, you will see that anxiety is literally just your body's way of telling you that you had a thought, or, you know, you had numerous thoughts that are not true. And I know that sounds so simple, but I'm going to break it down. You know, anxiety is when your body's displaying these symptoms, it's a message. It's a message from your true self that it's giving you all of these symptoms in your body so you can finally see that what you're telling yourself is wrong. It's unsupportive. It's negative. It's unloving. So what happens is you've been having numerous thoughts that are either scary or negative or unsupportive, and you're not even aware of it. You're just letting your thoughts go. And your body is now having a reaction to those thoughts, and that's anxiety. So your body will always display a reaction to whatever you're thinking. So if you have a fearful thought that scares the heck out of you, your body's going to react to it. Now, what causes anxiety? There are like a ton of reasons for anxiety, but there's never just one reason for someone to get anxious. Usually it's a combination of a few things. So some people might just be highly sensitive and their nervous systems are already wired to be a little bit on edge, or some people are worriers and, you know, worrying about a lot of different things at one time. And eventually that causes anxiety. Some people have experienced, a natural disaster or a really bad trauma, and now they're wired to feel anxious in certain situations. Another factor is genetics. If your mother or your father were anxious, then it's proven now that those types of disorders are within our DNA and they're passed down to us. So anything from work or school, our finances or personal relationships could all be reasons why someone is having anxiety. But the easy answer as to what causes anxiety is you. Your own thoughts are what causing you to be anxious, and it's causing you to have anxiety. So let's kind of take a step back and really get into our thoughts. So most of our thoughts come from our subconscious mind. Now, our subconscious mind was programmed in childhood, and it holds all of our beliefs about ourselves and about the world. It holds all of our values, our habits, our emotions, and other things. But for the sake of this call, I'm going to give you a very general outline when I talk about our minds, because we could have a 3 or 4 hour tell class just talking about our minds and how they're formed. So just know that all of your beliefs you hold about yourself, your self-confidence, your self-worth, how you love yourself, all of that is stored in your subconscious mind. So since we use majority of our subconscious mind every day, whatever beliefs you have in there about yourself will determine pretty much every decision you make in life. It will determine the type of people you have as friends. It'll determine the, type of partner you pick or the career that you have and the career that you choose. It really affects a lot of things in your life. Now, your conscious mind is, it's where logic and reason are stored. So if you have a thought which came from a belief you're carrying around in your mind, you can consciously see that you're thinking that thought, and you can choose to agree with that thought or disagree with that thought. So when you start practicing self-awareness and are consciously thinking, you determine the thoughts you are thinking. So they can be loving and supportive, or they can be fear-based and they can be negative. Now, let's kind of switch gears because I want to get into the difference between your false self and your true self. And this is like really huge stuff. Now, we all have two parts of ourselves. I like to refer to each part as my good angel and my bad angel. So our false self is easy to spot, and that's your bad angel. It's really, really easy to spot, but it's hard not to, believe what it's saying because it's so convincing. Now, you probably have heard it called either like your wounded self or your ego, your, monkey brain. I like to call it my bad angel, and I also like to refer to it as the bully that's in my mind. And its purpose, this bad angel, is to always keep you living in fear. It wants to keep you angry, and it wants to keep you in hate and blame, and it puts you down, and everything negative comes from this bad angel, right? So the reason I like to refer to it as a bully is because, like any bully, the more you listen to them, the more you begin to believe their lies, and you feel like crap after you leave them. So I won't get into how or why, the bad angel or the ego or the wounded self, it's all the same stuff, but for the sake of this, I like to refer to it as my bad angel. I'm not going to get into how it's formed because that could be a whole separate teleclass in itself. I just want you to get familiar when it's speaking to you. And I want you to know the difference between when your false self or your ego is talking to you versus your true self. Now, your true self, or your good angel, which is I like to call it, that's your soul. It is who you are at your core. Your soul was born into this physical body that you have. So it's always inside of you guiding you. Some people use the term intuition, It's for me, it's the same thing. It's the part of you that is unconditional love. It is the part of us that is connected to, God, the universe, whatever you believe in, but it is the part of us that is connected to creation and therefore, like I said, is unconditional love. It is the part of us that is always encouraging us, it's saying nice things. Is the part of us that knows what is best for us and what situations are healthy for us to be in and what situations are not. We all have experienced intuition at some point and we know the feeling of what that voice sounds like. We know, when we're very young, we listen to that voice all the time. It is a very loud, loud voice because it's the only one we're listening to. It's as clear as day, and we know exactly what it's saying and what it wants us to do in every single moment. So, if you've ever been around a toddler or a small child, you'll see that they're fully connected to themselves. It is absolutely amazing and it's so beautiful to watch. But as we get older, this voice unfortunately begins to, it begins to grow softer and softer. And the reason being is that we have stopped listening to it and we started listening more to that bad angel or that ego. And it kind of took over and now it's louder than our good angel. So we can always hear our good angel. It's always talking to us. But we've listened to the bad angel for so long that we believe more of what the bad angel is saying versus the good angel. So the important thing to understand is any thought that you have that scares you, that makes you fearful or worried about something or stressed, that thought, the thought that says you can't do this, or you'll never find someone, or you're not pretty enough, or you're not handsome enough, or smart enough, just all of those thoughts that are unsupportive and unloving are not coming from you. They're coming from your false self or your bad angel. So the first thing I want you to do when you start to feel anxious is ask yourself, what was I just thinking or telling myself that caused me to feel that anxiety or feel that anxiousness? Maybe you had a lot of thoughts, and that's okay. The first step is recognizing what was I thinking that made me feel anxious. One of the greatest things you can do for yourself is start paying more attention to how your body feels throughout the day. Do little check-ins throughout the day. And again, ask yourself, how are you feeling? How am I feeling right now? If you're feeling stressed or nervous or worried or anxious, anything that is not a feeling of peace and contentment and happiness, then ask yourself, why am I feeling those feelings? Why am I not feeling peaceful? What was I just thinking that caused me to feel stressed or worried or whatever? And when we experience anxiety, it is because we're telling ourselves a lie. We're telling ourselves something that is not true. We're telling ourselves and convincing ourselves of a worry that hasn't even happened, or an unloving thought that we're giving ourselves. And now you have been telling yourself that thought for so long that you believe it. You believe it to be true. And your body is reacting to that negative thought. It's putting ourselves in flight mode and it's telling us, danger, danger. So we can start to feel anxious and actually welcome it because that means you now get to consciously think about what you're thinking that brought you to this unhappy, anxious place. So, how do we begin to challenge our thoughts? When we recognize, okay, I just had a thought that was unsupportive, unloving, and now I'm feeling anxious. This is where self-parenting comes into play. Now, self-parenting is all about how you talk to yourself. It's about how you coach yourself, how you motivate yourself, how you encourage yourself. So for me, self-parenting is very similar to self-love. And that it's all about how you essentially take care of yourself in every possible way. Now, if you already have children, this part might be easy for you to understand because you obviously love your children unconditionally, but if you don't have children, then I want you to think about someone you love dearly and how you treat them. And I want you to think about how you speak to them, how you encourage them, how you support them. That is how you should always be treating yourself. You know, I have a son, and I always look at how I treat him. And whenever I have a thought that's unsupportive, I immediately go to the place of, would I ever say that to my son? No, I wouldn't. So why would I ever say that to myself? And the reality is that the thought that I'm having, the worry or whatever it was that caused me to, you know, start feeling anxious, it's just not even true. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So the more you can really start telling yourself, you know, that's not even true, and just dismissing it, the softer the bully gets and the louder the good angel starts coming up. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So once you've identified the thought, okay, or, you know, thoughts, if you've had multiple thoughts that are making you feel anxious, you have to immediately go into mommy or daddy mode and or good friend mode or whatever, but you need to be the parent in your own mind. This is where you begin to connect to your true self. This is the part where you connect to, you know, God or the universe, your soul, the part of you that is unconditional love. You really want to tap into that. And we all have it. We just don't tap into it enough, so it's not as loud as it should be. And it's within all of us. And begin parenting yourself. So like I said, if your parent and your child came to you and said, I just had a thought that I'm ugly. You know, your child came to you and said this, I just had a thought that I'm ugly and no one will like me at the party tonight. How would you as a loving parent respond to that child? You would immediately say something like, you know, that is 100% not true. You are absolutely gorgeous and perfect just the way you are. You're an amazing human being and everyone is going to love you. When you really start to love yourself, when you have those fearful, worry, unloving thoughts, you will right away be able to catch them and catch the thought and replace it with the truth. And this takes practice, but the more you do it, the easier it gets. And the last thing that will help your anxiety is to stay in the moment. We usually get anxious because of a lack of self-worth or self-love we have within ourselves, or from worrying about the future, or, you know, thinking about the past. And I know I can worry all the time and I can go so fast into something that I have to go through every thought and figure out what is really causing me to be anxious. But when I sit with it, when I sit with the anxiety for a while and ask myself, why do I feel anxious? And really keep asking myself that, I always get the answer. And you will too. You'll always get the answer. You'll know the thought or thoughts that you were telling yourself that caused you to be anxious. And that is when I let my good angel step in and take over the situation. You know, I let my that mommy side of me kind of take over and run the show. And usually she kind of just tells my bad angel off. I always imagine someone kind of messing with my son and how I would react and how I would stand up for him. And that's what your good angel does. Your good angel, your true self, it stands up for you. You know, my good angel protects me from those negative thoughts that just aren't even true. They just, you know, those thoughts just want to keep me living in fear, and I'm just not going to allow it anymore. And until you really take responsibility for those thoughts and just say, you know what, they're not true, and I'm not letting them run around in my mind just with no one controlling them. I am taking control of the situation, and I'm understanding that I'm enough, and my good angel is stepping in, you know, who's connected to God, who's connected to the universe, connected to creation, that part of me that's connected to unconditional love. And that part of me is going to step in and take over and really parent me. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. So I just want to see if you guys have any questions, please email me. My email is down below of this webinar. So hopefully this has really helped you get an understanding as to where your anxieties come from, and it's really helped you get a hold of just practicing self-awareness, just understanding and just being aware of when those thoughts come in and how your body's feeling in each moment will really help you to stop the anxiety probably before it even happens, and it'll really create some momentum for you to control your thoughts and consciously decide on whether or not you want to believe the thought. And just know that at the end of the day, any thought that is unsupportive and unloving is not coming from you. It's coming from your false self or that bad angel, and just telling that bad angel where to go and how to get there. So I hope this helped all of you guys. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me, and I will hopefully talk to you soon. So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.